Good afternoon and welcome to today's Community and Regional Affairs hearing. With me today is Senator Kukish, Senator Menard, and myself, Senator Olson. Please turn off cell phones since this meeting is being teleconferenced and recorded. On today's agenda, we have Senate Bill 183, Property Tax Exemption for Military Widowers or Widows. Senator Davis and her staff will introduce the bill. We won't move this bill out today. There are other municipal tax credit bills in the committee or on the way to this committee, and I'm considering a CS for Senate Bill 183 that will include these municipal tax credits. If I decide not to combine the other bills to make it essentially an omnibus credit bill, I'll take this bill up under unfinished business and move it along. With that, go ahead and identify yourself for the record and go ahead with your presentation.
Sure. Through the chair, members of the committee, my name is Celeste Hodge, and I am staff to Senator Betty Davis. The bill before you, Senate Bill 183, authorizes municipalities to exempt from tax by ordinance approved by the voters in the municipality the real property that is the primary residence of a resident who is the widow or widower of a person killed while in the military service of the United States. This legislation would extend the exemption to a surviving spouse, age 60 or older, of a military member or veteran who qualified for the senior property tax exemption and was killed in the line of duty. Senate Bill 183 would exempt the widow or widower on the first $150,000 of the assessed value of the real property. This tax exemption would have to be approved by the voters in each municipality or borough to take effect. The municipality of Anchorage is already considering putting the exemption on the ballot for voters to consider this April 2012, depending on whether the Alaska legislature passes, adds the exemption to state law. As you know, Mr. Chair and committee members, under state law, disabled veterans and spouses of disabled veterans currently receive this benefit. That's my introduction of the bill. It's my understanding we have online Assemblyman Dick Traney available to testify and answer or respond to questions. Thank you. And if I can also add, Mr. Chairman, this bill does carry a zero fiscal note.
Well, welcome, Senator Ellis, to the committee. Any questions of the bill sponsor before we go to testimony? A couple of ones that I have. Is there going to be a difference as to whether you're a widow or a widower with a tax exemption?
From my understanding, there is no difference.
There is no difference.
Right.
And as far as military, does it make a difference whether you're, which branch you're in? Whether it's Coast Guard versus?
Through the chair, it's my understanding that it doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
As long as you're serving the United States.
Okay. And the National Guard is included?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, if I may.
Senator Menard.
Thank you to the sponsor, Celeste. I would ask, is this patterned after, for instance, where I live, the municipality decides if they have the money for it, even though they've agreed to, they still have that little wiggle room if they don't feel that property tax is such that they want to, in fact, offer that. So, you know, that's been, and this is like if you're 65, and that is on your regular, what is considered your permanent resident. It isn't like a cabin that you have somewhere. And so is that kind of pattern after this?
Through the chair, Senator Menard, it's my understanding that it is patterned after that, but it is totally up to the voters whether or not to pass this legislation, each municipality.
Senator Menard, please.
I would say that I know that the negative on that is that oftentimes they get into a bind or it becomes a budgetary problem and they want that tax money because, as you know, they give up to such a large percentage to school districts, et cetera. So this has always kind of come into play. And so I don't know how strict that is, but. Is there other municipalities that are planning to put this on the ballot besides, I mean, the large ones like Fairbanks, Matsu, Kenai, or?
Through the chair, I am not prepared to answer that question, but as I shared, Assemblyman Dick Traney is on the line, and they did have an ordinance through the municipality, and I would like to defer that question to Assemblyman Dick Traney.
Have you heard any much feedback from AML or any of the other municipalities around?
No, I have not.
You have not?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And if my understanding is right, this, if we allow this, if we pass this out of the legislature, then the city is going to have to pass their own ordinance in order to go ahead and implement. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So this is we're not the governing body or not the final say on it.
Absolutely, that's correct.
Okay. Any further questions by members of the committee? If not, thank you very much. You're welcome to sit there, and we'll go ahead and go online.
I think I'll sit back here.
Okay.
May I have one more?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Senator Menard.
Just as a research question, do you know how many Alaskans would qualify for this?
It's, through the chair, it's my understanding that not very many. Assemblyman Traney gave a number of 5 or a low number.
For Anchorage? Or
for Anchorage.
Too. Okay, because...
Okay. Mr. Traney, are you on, sir? We'll go to public testimony now.
I'm online.
Please identify yourself for the record and go ahead with your testimony.
Dick Traney, Anchorage Assembly. And I introduced this to the Assembly. And what we did is we sent this to the voters in April. It's already set to be on the April ballot. So the voters themselves can determine if this is what they want to do. And if they pass it, then we do this automatically for anybody whose spouse died. We had a lady come into us whose husband was a co-pilot in the C-17 that went down in Elmendorf, and she was worried about losing her house. And so we tried to figure out what we could do to help her. She said, if you could help me with the property tax, that would save my house. So what we've done is we passed it by the Assembly, but it's conditional upon Juneau passing it, because we don't have the right to give that exemption unless you approve it. And you're not stuck with the bill on this. This is something the voters, if they approve it, will take full responsibility for approving it.
Any questions, Mr. Traney? Senator Menard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I applaud these efforts. I'm just thinking back a year ago, I believe Senator Meyer did something similar to the PFD with if a widower husband was deceased, that they would have a year to still collect the PFD. And so all these efforts, I think, to show some sensitivity of what's going on in their life is well worth it. And I think these kind of help, aids, whatever, certainly warrants us being supportive of this.
Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Traney by members of the committee? If not, thank you very much for coming out this afternoon, Mr. Traney.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Okay.
May I have one distinction?
Oh, sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and this will be my last. Could you tell me, is that a distinction? It's a person killed in the line of duty, right? I mean, they could be in the military and die from other reasons.
Total line of duty.
Total line of duty. It wouldn't be from an illness and they died while they were still a military person. It's
total the line of duty.
So that would really limit the number of people available for this.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
And I like the fact that we're giving it to the voters. Let the voters determine what they want to do. Some bills have passed in Juneau that we had no choice in the city given that exemption. This one, the voters can determine it.
I understand.
And like I said, it's the people ballot.
Thank you.
I want to welcome Senator Davis to the
thank you.
Stand here. Mr. Traney, one other question. If a soldier, while he's on duty in a foreign country especially, commit suicide, are they eligible for this tax exemption as well?
I can't help you with that. I don't know. You know, I think you're probably going to have to figure out what the line of duty means.
Sure.
And there's usually a lot of military officials can tell you whether this was line of duty or something else.
Okay. Senator
Menard. But I know that the one lady who was the widow of the C-17 pilot went to Senator Meyer and tried to get his help. And he said that it first had to come from the city. So that's the reason I went this route, to let the city determine it. And hopefully we'll get your approval and then it's become reality. Because when somebody gives up, the only thing really, really counts their life. We need to take care of the family.
I agree, and I thank you for your efforts. Just follow up, Senator Menard.
Take care.
Thank you, and I appreciate the Chair, Senator Olson, bringing those questions up because there is mental illness and, you know, there's all kinds of issues related to. So I think that is something that really has to be worked on in Senate Bill 183, that it's well-defined what is a line of duty.
Excuse me.
Senator Kukesh.
No. Where are you reading that at? Because the title, it says, while killed in the military service. It does not say anything in the line of duty. It says, while in military service, period. That's pretty broad.
I just have this synopsis. This bill would authorize municipalities to offer a property tax exemption on the first 150 of assessed real value for a person at least 60 years of age who is a widow or a widower of a person killed in the line of duty while in the military.
Well, the title doesn't say that, so maybe we're going to have to reconcile that someplace, because there's a deficiency here. In the title does not say that, and if it says it in the text, then we're going to have to change the title or something.
Or what are you reading it in the bill? Is that in the bill what you're
reading?
I think
it's in the bill sponsorship she's reading, isn't it?
Well, the sponsor statement could be out of line, and we could straighten that, but I want to know if she's reading it out of the bill.
Well, even in the bill, it says that a primary widow who was killed while in military service with the United States and providing for an effective date.
Yeah, see, that's pretty clear there. Yeah.
So,
yes,
I guess.
Okay. Does the sponsor have an answer to the question about the suicide of a person?
I'm not able to answer what they do in case of suicide, but there's possibility that you could get that information for you. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be hard to get. I don't know how they handle it if somebody died or killed themselves while in duty, if they would be eligible to get their benefits or not.
Sure.
But I could find it out.
And how many other states?
You could check with the military base, Senator.
Oh, yes, I can.
And find out what their definition is of suicide.
Right.
Because the military has a life insurance policy, and I don't know whether they pay for suicide or not.
I'm going to be out on the base tomorrow. I'll check it out, okay?
Check with personnel. They can tell you.
One more question.
Senator Menard, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And could you tell us how many other states have similar?
I don't know that.
Okay.
If we have any information on it, you said this particular way we are handling it now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's other states or not.
There's several other states that have similar legislation.
I saw the one from Florida.
Yeah,
and is Florida's bill essentially the same?
Arkansas, yes. Mm-hmm. Let me start here. So Maryland, Wisconsin, Illinois, Arkansas, South Dakota,
okay.
Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are most of them at 150,000 exemption? Yeah, you can get that information to me later. I'm not going to hold it up, but I'm just, those that you'd like to see the comparison.
Okay. These are the only ones that are on. Okay. And then we also have Wendy Lawrence. Wendy Lawrence, are you on, ma'am?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Wendy Lawrence, Assistant State Assessor.
Do you have any comment from the state's perspective as to what this would do or what?
I just wanted to make one note. Since this is an optional exemption placed under the mandatory section under 2945.030, it would be required to be reimbursed to municipalities. However, that reimbursement hasn't occurred for the last 10 years.
So you're saying the state would have to reimburse the municipality for these tax exemptions?
Yes, that's correct, if it is adopted.
And is that
because it's under this? I'm sorry.
Is that the full amount for the 150,000?
Yes, and because it's under Section AS 2945.030, and those are mandatory exemptions. Now this is a slight nuance. It's an optional exemption within the mandatory regulations, but if enacted, it must be reimbursed to municipalities, subject to appropriation by the legislature.
And so, why do we have a zero fiscal note?
I can't answer to that.
Don't know.
Anything else? Any other questions of Ms. Lawrence, specifically for members of the community? Now, Ms. Lawrence, thank you very much for standing by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions by members of the committee for the bill sponsor? If not, any final comments?
I don't have any final comments, having come in late. I understand what she was saying about the exemption, and we have not given them money. They still have to fulfill their obligations. So I don't know why all of a sudden, if this bill is passed, that we would have to refund the $150 and not give them anything else if we haven't done it for the last 7 years or whatever she said, 10 years or whatever we have done. I'd like further clarification on that.
Sure.
And I suppose that the assembly person can speak to that, and they can get that, because the only reason I'm introducing this is because the assembly can't do what they want to do unless we pass this.
Sure. Mr. Traney, are you on, sir? Still on? Oh, he did.
Or did he?
Okay.
So I could check with him and have him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's no further questions by members of the committee for this bill sponsor, we'll go ahead and set this bill aside. Next Community and Regional Affairs.
Thank you for hearing it.
The next Community and Regional Affairs meeting will be next Tuesday to revisit and move on to next committee referral, Water and Sewer Task Force, gas and bills previously heard. With that, this meeting is adjourned.